Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Making Hestery. My name is Brian.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the Hesses. And we're good to be back.
We are good. We're good to be back.
Good to be back. We're glad to be back. We're pretty good.
We are and we're mostly back. Good to be back.
We're good enough to be back. Yep,
there we go.
Good enough to be back.
Good enough. You may hear some coughing.
There's going to be some coughing.
Some sniffling.
Yeah.
So apologize for that in advance, but you're here for the good, the bad, and the ugly. So this is the bad and the ugly.
So we were probably the sickest we've ever been as a family.
Yes.
Last week?
Yeah. I mean,
probably the sickest you've ever been.
Oh, for sure. It takes a lot for me to get to the doctor. Just like a normal doctor. Like, I need to be, like, really sick. But I was, like, about to be, like, take me to the hospital. Because I think I'm dying.
Right.
It was awful.
So, we've been married for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't think either one of us have ever gone to the doctor for being sick.
No.
Since we've been married.
You've gone to the hospital a couple times.
Have I?
Wait, just the once. The other time was before we were married, when you had, like...
That was...
What was it? Mono and strep.
Strep throat.
Yeah. And you were, like, super dehydrated.
I was in bed for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. That was rough.
That was the sickest I've ever been.
Yeah. I didn't know that we were going to make it to marriage at that point. I thought maybe you might.
Yeah.
You might. That might be the end for you.
It was... I mean, I went, 2 weeks in bed, mm-hmm. not really eating.
Yeah. It was rough.
It was just, in an unbelievable amount of pain.
Yeah. It was not fun. But yeah, this week was rough. So Ollie started out with like a cough and just like some congestion, but he was overall okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came down with something and it knocked me out. And then it was you.
Yep.
Then it knocked you out. And then the girls.
And then Nora.
And then now the girls again.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on.
So some friends of ours some friends of ours were sick the same week that we were.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have two young girls around our girls' age. And they said they all had COVID, mm-hmm. which we didn't get tested, but we're pretty sure that's what we had.
Yeah.
And so they were saying the same thing happened where it kind of went through the whole family, mm-hmm. and then they thought they were out and then it came back for the girls.
That's right. Yeah.
And it was like they got round two and the same thing is happening with our girls.
Which is not ideal.
No.
Ugh. After a couple days of sickness, I'm like, all right, done with this. This is annoying. Like, let's just be over it, please.
Yeah.
And so it's been like over... It's been like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, a
week and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So that's been really fun.
I didn't step foot out of the house for like 8 days, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how long it was for me, but it was too long. I started getting real stir crazy.
Yeah.
Because once I start feeling better, this is like my... One like bad habit that I have is as soon as I start to feel a little bit better, I launch straight back into like normal life. I'm like, all right, time to do the laundry, time to clean the house, time to mm-hmm. do these things. I need to go grocery shopping. I need to do all this stuff. And then it's like, actually, I'm not better yet.
Yeah.
So classic Katie move, did that again. And so I was like getting better and then I made myself worse again.
Yeah. It didn't help that I was, as you were starting to kind of get better, it was kind of when I was at my worst.
Right,
so I was useless.
Yeah, to do and anything so helpful. Somebody had to take care of the little children.
Mm-hmm. So we watched an amazing amount of TV.
Yes, lots of
which the girls
movies.
Did not hate.
No, no, I think they were just fine with that part of being sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind every now and then. I obviously could do without the sickness, but every now and then having, days where it's just movie days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I can do a couple of these.
Yeah.
But then after like two, I'm like, all right, back to business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you and I are watching a new show for us. Yes. It's been so good.
So good.
On Apple TV.
Yeah.
It's called Silo.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have Apple TV and you're listening, go ahead and cue that one up.
Yeah. It's real good.
Been great.
And besides language, it's clean. So if language bothers you,
yeah,
this might be, you know, lots of F-bombs. But
other than that, it's
great.
Yeah, really clean.
So good.
So that's been.
But now we're caught up. And I hate when we get caught up with shows. I'm like, no, I want to be able to watch like 2 episodes a night.
I know. So we're caught up. We're just waiting for them to release the finale of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be it until later this year when season 3 comes out.
Yep.
And which the timing on that is okay because they're about to release the first episode of season 2 of Severance. Also, if you're listening to this and if you don't have Apple TV, you may want to consider getting it for these shows.
Right.
Because they are some of the best shows we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Especially Severance.
Yes. They're so
again,
good.
Same thing. There's language all throughout.
Mm-hmm.
But it is probably the most unique show we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just, it's an absolute masterpiece.
I feel like there were so many episodes. We need to go back and watch it because I feel like there's a lot that I'm forgetting. But I remember having the feeling after watching multiple episodes of that show, just being like, what? Like it ends and you're just like, what happened? But I feel like I need to watch it again. But what's that? Like just it bizarre.
It's absolutely bizarre.
It's super well written.
Really awkward at times.
Yes.
So unbelievably awkward in a really amazing way. Right. I can't really describe it.
In a way that like you want to be a part of it. Not like an awkward like stay away from the show. It's an awkward like you need to experience this.
Yeah. And it had some of the best plot twists I've ever seen.
Yes. So good.
Yeah. So do yourself a favor. You're going to want to watch.
Yes.
Severance is like top. If anybody ever asked me for a recommendation for a show, Severance is my number one top recommendation.
Right. You just loved
across
it.
The board.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, so well done.
Yeah. I don't know that I was like as in it as you were. Like I really enjoy it and I cannot wait for the new season and I can't wait to watch the first season again.
Yeah.
But I think it's like the show for you.
Yeah.
And I think there would be other shows for me before that one that I recommended, but
sure,
that one's definitely up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
I did do something fun this week.
Okay.
That I've never done before.
What'd you do?
I cut my own hair.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that already.
Yeah. That was a one night randomly. I couldn't sleep. It was like 11 something at night. I was just laying there and I was like, I feel like I should be sleeping. And then I had the idea.
You've been wanting a haircut for a while now.
I have. And it's just one of those things that it's like, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
I never want to take the time out of my day.
Hard for you to find, I was going
to
say.
To time find. Yeah. It's very hard to time find.
And you cut it and it looks great.
I did it. So here.
It's really good.
I mean, with curls, it helps because it makes it very forgiving. But
yeah,
I feel like I did a pretty decent job. Saved us $70.
Boom.
So if I just want to trim, I'm not going to go back to the salon for that again.
Yeah.
If I can, because I mean, I cutted. Okay. We're doing really good so far.
We have, I feel like we're running on like 40% brain power right now.
I know. Going to Costco today, I was like, do I remember how to talk to adults? I don't know if I do. But I forgot what I was saying already. I don't know. Random tangent about my haircutting experience. So, that's what I was saying. If I could cut the girl's hair, then I was like pretty confident in cutting mine. And then I was like, this either is going to be totally catastrophic and I'm going to end up looking like a 5-year-old who cut my own hair, or it'll be okay.
Yeah. And it was great.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Well done.
Thanks.
So I think on this episode, let's talk about the disruptions of life, similar to what we just experienced.
Yes, very timely episode. Because
we had talked about 2 weeks ago, we talked about how like we don't love New Year's resolutions, but we love the idea of like creating rhythms and habits, and we love, you know, discipline. We're totally on board with all that. And because I think it's healthy to like take inventory of your life and really take a look at like, what are we doing? Who are we becoming?
Yeah.
How are we spending our time? To take a look at all those things and to want to make changes for the better.
Yeah.
I think that's normal.
Right.
It's healthy. We don't think that trying to revolutionize everything all at once is the way to go, because that's unsustainable.
Right.
And doesn't really work.
Right.
Unless you're an absolutely exceptional human, which I'm not. So
me either.
In that way.
Nope. I think we're, you know, we're pretty great at sticking to what we say we're going to stick to, but to an extent, you know, like there are certain things that we have the capacity for, especially in this time of life with young kids. Like you have to take all those things into account. But like you're saying, like if you don't do any of that, if you don't analyze what's going on in your life, if you don't identify goals, values, those types of things, time slips away extremely quickly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're halfway through the year and you realized, oh, I have not really done anything. Like you've done a lot of things to live and survive, but have you actually set out some goals to accomplish and made some headway in your life and, you know, bettered yourself in ways that you wanted to? And
You making time to do things that are like fulfilling? I had actually forgotten, so I wanted to circle back to this, our conversation from 2 weeks ago about New Year's resolutions. I had totally forgotten that I had a conversation a couple of years ago at this point with some of our friends. So one of our good friends is a chiropractor, and he and his wife are just like, they're just crazy smart. You can kind of talk to them about anything.
Yeah.
Our friend Josh, he's like, I describe him as just the smartest person in the room. If you've ever watched the show Suits, what's his name? Mike?
Mike, yeah.
Mike. He, being friends with Josh, I've described him to people as being friends with Mike. And that he knows everything and he doesn't seem to forget anything. It's remarkable.
Right. You can ask him about anything and he's like, oh, well, I read this about this. And
yeah,
then
and he can
like,
start like reciting
years ago.
Textbooks to you.
It's wild.
It's crazy. Anyway, a few years ago, he and I got talking about that very thing. And he was teaching me that there are these like principles in psychology that that you can actually teach your own brain, like a subconscious part of your brain, to not believe yourself by doing the very thing that we talked about.
Yes, so, I remember this conversation.
And so he was telling me, he said it's so fascinating because this is what people will do. They will head into a new year and they'll have these big, lofty, you know, goals, resolutions that they want to try to accomplish. And what happens is inevitably they try to do too much too quickly and they fail. And then there's that part of their brain that says, I don't believe you. And it will remember that.
Yeah.
And so the next time you go to set a goal, or you try to do, you know, make some kind of change, you know, in some capacity, there's that part of your brain, and it works on a subconscious level. And it's in the kind of in the back of your head saying, I don't believe you. And so you're literally at war with your own mind, trying to make changes in your life, and you don't believe yourself, and you've taught yourself to not believe yourself.
Which is crazy to think that you can do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Like you'd think of all people, like you'd be able to trust yourself and believe yourself.
Yeah.
Because you are you.
But when you create these patterns of saying, I'm going to do this, and then you don't do it. And your brain's like, no, you're not.
Nah.
You're not going to do
it. That's not going to happen. Yeah.
Nobody believes you. Yeah. I don't even believe you. You know?
Yeah.
And so the I guess antidote to that, the solution to that problem is setting what you want to do is when you're looking to make a change, whether that's a change in your schedule and some kind of change in habit, you want to introduce a new discipline to your life. You want to set the biggest goal that you know for sure you will accomplish.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter how big. It could be the smallest change, but you want to figure out what's the most I absolutely know that I am capable and determined to do.
Hmm.
And then that's your limit.
Yeah.
So let's say I decide I want to be a runner.
Okay.
Which is, I don't think that's in my future.
Interesting example.
Let's say I decide I'm going to get in really good shape and I'm going to start running.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this vision for myself that I one day will become the type of person that could, I don't know, run a half marathon mm-hmm. or run a mile in a certain time, whatever that goal is. I have a vision for who I want to become. I know myself well enough to know that I'm not going to run every day. Mm-hmm. And so if I try to set that goal, I'm going to do that very thing that we're talking about where I'm not going to follow through with it.
Yeah.
And then my own brain is going to start laughing at me and telling me that I'm a liar and I don't believe you.
Yeah.
So I think, okay, what's the most I know that I'm willing to do on a daily basis? And again, it doesn't matter how big it is. It's just mm-hmm. what's the most I know that I'm willing to do.
Sure.
It may be as small as putting my running shoes on and like sitting at the top of the stairs every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think, okay, I know I can do that.
Yeah.
That will be a step closer to becoming a runner.
Actually running. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so what you do is you set these really like incremental goals and you think, okay, every day for a week, I'm going to put my running shoes on. I'm going to lace them up. I'm going to tie them up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit at the top of the stairs and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
And then I get used to doing that. And I think, okay, what is the next biggest step I know that I'm willing to take?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, okay, I'm going to put my shoes on. I'm going to go outside every day.
Yeah.
I'm just going to walk around outside mm-hmm. with my running shoes on.
Yeah.
And what you do is you set these incremental goals, mm-hmm. things that you know that you can trust yourself to do.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add to it as much as you know that you're willing to add to it.
Sure. Yeah.
And then one day I'm running, you know, maybe I just run to the end of the driveway and back mm-hmm. and I do that for a week.
Yeah.
And then I think, okay, well that's really easy. I'm enjoying this and I can feel myself taking steps closer and closer to my goal of being mm-hmm. a runner. And so you just add to it.
Yep.
And you do it.
Slowly regaining trust with yourself.
Yeah.
And showing yourself, okay, I can show up for this. I can do this. I've set this goal. I've accomplished it for this amount of time.
Yep.
So now I can do a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes total sense. It seems so silly
yeah.
to think about putting on your running shoes and just sitting mm-hmm. at the top of the stairs. But if that's what you can do, that's what you're able to, you know, really accomplish in that moment, then it's actually worth it.
Yeah.
To do those silly things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll take like a real example right now. So I have a vision for myself that I will one day be a morning person
mm-hmm.
who could be up at 5 a.m. and have like a, and have, you know, like a, like a 2 or 3 hour
yeah.
routine in my morning
mm-hmm.
that is time for mostly just me, but time to read, time yeah. to pray, go to the gym
mm-hmm.
and have this, you know, that's who I want to become.
Sure.
I'm not that person now.
Right.
And I know I'm not that person.
I feel like we can't laugh or else we're coughing.
I know. Oh, this cough is so annoying. But I am waking up earlier than I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of days, you
yeah.
and I have both been up.
Yep.
We've been up and we've read. And it stinks because I don't know if you're still as tired as I am.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't really know exactly how tired you are. But
I've been really tired.
Okay. Well, yeah, I feel pretty much like somewhat back to normal.
Yeah.
As far as that goes, definitely not all the way because mm-hmm. I feel like typically I get to the end of the day and I still have a good amount of energy, but I get like halfway through the day and I'm like, I could use a nap.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, that's been hard this week because we've been trying to get back into some form of like structure and routine and rhythm to life after last week just uprooted everything.
Right. We were literally in survival mode. Like what? We just have to sleep and eat if we can and make sure we keep our kids alive too in the process.
Just keep them some version of healthy as best as we can.
Yeah. Ugh.
So that's been hard for me.
Yeah.
But like we have this vision for who we want to be. We want to be people who are up in the morning. I don't know what your like goal is.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have at least like 45 minutes to an hour of an uninterrupted morning reading time, praying time.
Yeah.
Let me sit and drink a cup of coffee time. And yeah, without one of the kids waking up and coming down.
Right.
Because, you know, I would love to say that like I can squeeze in that time in the middle of the day, you know, but first of all, I don't want my time with the Lord to be squeezed in. Right. I want that to be priority.
Yeah.
And so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I am fully aware at this point in my life that that's never going to happen to be able to squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Like maybe a day here or there, but
once the momentum of the day gets going.
Yeah.
Either it happened in the morning or it's not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I feel then the same way.
We get to the end of the night too. And I'm like, you know, I would love to say that I have the focus right now.
Yeah.
But I really don't.
Yep.
Like I barely have the focus to stay awake and watch a show in bed, let alone actually sit down and read. So morning really is the best, most ideal time as far as being productive goes.
Yeah.
And actually really connecting with the Lord, not like, hey, Jesus, oh, hold on, let me go switch the laundry. Okay, I'm back. You know, which, of course, I still do that. I include him in my daily routine all the time. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
And, you know, with this, we need to remember that when it comes to like introducing discipline, especially like spiritually focused disciplines, reading our Bible and praying and worship and all of those amazing things, it's really important that we remember that disciplines are meant to be practiced and that it's not like, it's not something that we beat ourselves up when we don't get to, or when we fail, or when we don't live up to what we are hoping we would do.
Yeah. And it's not something that happens overnight.
Yeah.
Either, like within that practice, like anything else, it takes practice and it takes time and it takes showing up and doing the little things and maybe not getting as far as you hoped you would in that week or day even, but deciding in your mind, I'm going to do it again tomorrow.
Yep.
And instead of coming defeated and feeling like, why am I even trying? Just saying, hey, I showed up yesterday. I did what I could. Didn't look the way that I necessarily intended it to, but we're doing it again. And it'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Because growth is so not linear too.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the same with the disciplines that like
you
will see upward growth for sure if you keep showing up.
Yeah.
But there may be times, like we're talking about in the disruptions and the interruptions of life, that those disciplines kind of fall off the deep end.
Yeah.
For a period of time.
Yeah. So John Mark Comer, he describes spiritual disciplines. He says that the growth for pretty much all of them typically will look like a J curve for you. So you'll get started and things will go worse for you before they really get better.
Yeah. Which kind of makes sense because I feel like whenever you start practicing, especially spiritual disciplines, you kind of see, and this might sound discouraging, but don't let it be. You kind of see like the things that you're not really good at kind of come to light even more.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I didn't even like realize that I wasn't doing this, but I'm not. And so it can kind of feel like, well, I have more work to do than I realized, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's just such a beautiful invitation into what life yeah. you know, can look like.
Yeah. And like a lot of times people will try to introduce like the discipline of prayer and mm-hmm. actually make that like something that's like a structured routine part of your day.
Yeah.
And you get into it and you realize I'm not good at praying. Yeah. Like that is so many people's story.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that like they get up in the morning and they're like trying to pray. And this happens to me all the time where all of a sudden 10 minutes have gone by and I've just sat and like, I wasn't praying. I don't know what I was doing or even thinking about. I don't know how, you know.
Yeah.
But again, that's part of that J curve where mm-hmm. like you show up and you realize that this isn't going well.
Yeah.
But you keep showing up. Like you said, you just yep. keep showing up and you mm-hmm. keep doing it and you keep doing it.
Yeah.
And if, you know, maybe you're not getting the full hour in that you dream mm-hmm. that you will. Maybe right. it's 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 2 minutes. But whatever it is, keep showing mm-hmm. up. And eventually you start to ride that J up.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you realize, I'm getting better at this.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this.
Right.
I feel myself changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you were talking, I just got a picture. I don't know if you saw me smirking, but
no,
I got the picture of in Finding Nemo when they're like, keep swimming. It's swimming down. It's like an actual picture.
Yeah.
Of like, it actually looks like they're not doing anything good by swimming down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like they're just going to get trapped again.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden the net releases and they're able to like spring out. So
yeah,
there's a little
nice
illustration for you with Finding Nemo. Also, I don't know what's going on, but I'm finding myself very distracted right now because for some reason my mug feels like it weighs like 50 pounds right now.
What?
I don't know what's going on, but it literally, like, I can move it fine. But I'm just like sitting here and it feels so heavy. I don't know if that's like something spiritual or what, but
I don't know.
Throw that out there.
Great.
So if, I don't know what would happen with that, it just feels very, very heavy right now.
That is so bizarre. That's like the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like we haven't even talked about our topic.
I know.
We have a little bit, but
we
not really.
We kind of have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, like every rhythm,
mm-hmm.
everything that we've kind of built into our lifestyle got destroyed last week.
Yeah.
And we kind of just like we talked about it, we just had this realization, like all we can do right now is just survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to look like letting the girls watch so many movies and shows.
So many.
Like there was a stretch of a couple of days where it's like, that's the best we can do right now.
I have no energy to play with you. I don't even have the energy to set up a craft for you. Nope. So just please go turn on the TV and let me sleep.
I can get out of bed to go to the bathroom and then that's it. Like that
was actually where we were at last week. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really rough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the girls watched a ton of shows and normally, like way more than we would normally.
Yes.
Let them watch in a week.
Oh,
like
it was
crazy. Now, I'm sure some people would look at our normal day-to-day lifestyle. Some people would look and think like I would never let my kids watch as much mm-hmm. TV as yours do.
Yeah.
And there would be some people who would look at our lifestyle and think, wow, I'd love to get to that point because my kids are watching five times that much, you know?
Yep.
So we very much believe in like a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized there was a way I used to think about this, that I used to kind of separate things between like events and lifestyle.
Because
I think a lot of times people look, and I'm going to bring this right back to like a spiritual sense in a second. But there's oftentimes people look for in an event what they're meant to have in a lifestyle. And so here's an example of that. We'll use a spiritual example.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people look for radical life change to happen to them in a moment at like a conference, at a big church conference.
Yeah.
And so what happens is oftentimes you have people who bounce from conference to conference to conference, and they're looking for like, they're looking for their next high.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
Looking for the next spiritual high. They're looking for the next person that'll, that'll pray for them and knock them down. You and I have both been there.
Yeah.
We have experienced radical, radical moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
In big services and conferences. But we've also found that like the real magic happens in the mundane, in the day to day, in just creating a lifestyle of just consistency, a lifestyle of showing up.
Yes.
And that's when real, real life change happens.
Yeah. Cause when you are going from event to event to event, I mean, there's only so many events that happen in the world, you know? So if you, that is what you're relying on, eventually you're going to run out of gas.
Yeah.
You're going to run out of events to go to, and then what are you left with? Not a whole lot.
Right.
If you're just holding on to those like huge moments.
Right.
But when you have that like lifestyle built up and you have those mundane moments, like you said, like that's something that carries you through forever, because we do the mundane every single day. We do our routines every single day. And so you're going to find so much more comfort and rest in those moments. And like, that's not to throw out all the big event moments at all. Like those are still great.
Yeah.
Still go after those, but don't rely on those things specifically spiritually for being fed.
But I think there's just so much about what you can create and accomplish in the mundane, in the day to day. And it's like, it's not, it's all the parts of life that are like not sexy and not like, it's the stuff that nobody, you know, people talk about the big conference moment, right? But people rarely talk about the time they get up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Or the times that they get up at 6 a.m. and just sit quietly.
Right.
In silence and solitude.
Yeah, you guys will never guess what happened to me today. I woke up at 5:30.
Right.
And I just sat with the Lord.
Right.
Like, you don't really hear that.
Yeah.
It's like, guess what happened to this conference last weekend? Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's when real change happens, when you keep showing up in the mundane.
Yeah.
And I think to bring this into, like, parenting, like, we had an event last week that happened, and that event looked like really unhealthy amount of watching TV.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what the girls ate most of the time.
Lots of soup, lots of well, that's all I remember.
I think they had more cereal for breakfast than they normally would.
Yeah,
because like I'm not getting up and making
cereal and oatmeal. Oatmeal is fine. Yeah,
but
yeah, and we were not going to be making our normal big breakfasts.
Which we're big breakfast people.
We
are. We have like we do pretty well every day. Yeah,
typically it's like sausage, eggs, toast. Bacon, if it's not sausage,
hash browns.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always have a big breakfast.
Yeah.
And again, that's part of our just lifestyle. That's just something that we felt would be a healthy thing for our family, a healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
That we, it's one of those things that like we know we're willing to do it.
Right.
And so,
yeah,
we just do it. And just about every day we show up.
Yep.
And we make breakfast. And
not last week.
Not last week.
Last week was, hey, can you get yourself a bowl?
Right. Nora, climb up there on that cabinet. Get a bowl down. But yeah, but we're also not going to beat ourselves up. Because like there are just some situations in life when it feels like all you can do is survive.
Yeah.
And of course, our goal is not to survive.
No.
Our goal is to thrive. Sometimes that looks like surviving.
Right.
But when we're not, it's also, it also looks like finding opportunities to put things in place in our day to day that will lead to thriving.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when those things get derailed, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, like our whole lifestyle has not shifted because of our sickness last week. It shifted for the week.
Yeah.
Because it had to.
Right.
Because we could not physically bring ourselves to do the things that we typically do. But just because our kids watched more TV than they did
mm-hmm.
or than they do normally doesn't mean that that is our new normal and yeah. that that's what they expect. And even like, you know, I think they did for like a couple days after we were coming out of like screen time city. I think they were kind of, they were in a little bit of a habit of asking more or just expecting to get more.
Yeah.
But as soon as they realized, oh, hey, no, we're actually back in the swing of things. Mom yeah. and dad are better. We've not heard any complaints.
Yeah.
They still get to do their normal amount of screen time mm-hmm. every day, but it's not like, oh, but we got to watch yeah. three movies yesterday. Like, yeah. it's just like, nope, they just snap right back into it. Yeah. And kids are so resilient that way that, like, when you are parents, like, for us, like, I think it's harder for us physically to bounce back, you know, than yeah. kids, because kids can have like 104 degree fever one day and then like, well, not even one day, like a couple hours before, and then the fever goes away and they're like, hey, let's go play outside. It's yeah. like, it's wild, but just takes us a little bit more time. But like, kids are resilient in the way of like getting back into their normal too, because when you have set your household up mm-hmm. in such a way of like, hey, this is, these are our values. These are the things that we do to support our values. These are our daily routines. Like, you can expect to see me and dad doing these things every day. We expect you to do these things every day. Like, when you have that type of system set up in your household, it's not like you have to completely start from ground zero
mm-hmm.
anytime you're derailed temporarily yeah. with sickness or vacation or whatever it is, you know, mm-hmm. it may take a day or two, you know, to really get back into it. But just don't be discouraged if your things fall apart for a week.
Yeah.
Just because that is going to happen and
yeah.
expect it because things come up. But also don't like get freaked out, because you can get back into it and without beating yourself up too and yeah. having so much guilt and shame for letting your kid watch an extra show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because yeah. I think so often, especially in like just what a judgmental culture that yeah. we've set ourselves up in with social media and everything of like, these are the best things to do for your kids. No, this is the best things mm-hmm. to do as a parent. I think it's super easy to have those times and then feel a lot of shame for sure. what went on yeah. when you were derailed. But don't.
Yeah.
Don't let, you know, the one blog that says, when my kids were sick, I have a basket of toys set up specifically for, like, I literally read something like this the other day and I was like, that feels like
yeah.
amazing for you, but so much for me. Where like literally they had a whole bin of like sick toys, where like if the parents were sick and they were not like able to play or whatever, they had brand new toys for the kid, or wow. toys that were specifically for times when the parents were sick and weren't as like able to be active or whatever. So they pulled out like a whole bin of toys
yeah.
that the kids hadn't played with since the last time their parents were sick or whatever. I was yeah. like, that sounds great, but also like something I'm not gonna do.
Right. That's a great idea. I love that for you.
Yep.
I'm probably not gonna do that.
Right. So don't let yourself feel shame for
yeah
parents who do stuff like that. That's amazing for them. But if it works for you just to let your kids watch TV or do whatever it is that they did,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think this is just being, you know, in the new year, I do think this is a good time to just like take stock of life, just mm-hmm. take inventory
yeah.
and just examine how are things going?
Mm-hmm.
How are things going for the family? How are things going for me? Do we like who we're becoming as a family and
yeah.
as individuals? Do we like our routines?
Mm-hmm.
Are there things that, you know, are there things that I have just in my vision for yeah. our family? I think it's a good time to just start to have all of those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, like there's no shame if you're in survival mode.
Right. Because
things happen. This mm-hmm. most of life is totally unpredictable.
Yeah.
And hard things happen. And sometimes you find yourself in, you know, even a prolonged situation where you just, you feel like all you can do is survive. Mm-hmm. And if that's where you're at, keep surviving.
Yeah.
Just keep doing whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you have any space mentally, emotionally, physically, if you have any space to start to have these conversations and just have these dialogues, whether it's just with yourself or with your spouse or with your kids, if they're a little bit older,
mm-hmm.
to start to have those conversations of like, what, who do we envision that we could become as a family?
Yeah.
Are there changes that we can make that we think will improve just the quality of our lifestyle, the mm-hmm. quality of our relationships?
Yeah.
I know we should, it'll be good for me if we keep talking about every week, if we keep talking about how our mornings are going.
Yeah.
Keep us accountable.
Yeah, that probably would be good for me too, because I feel like I've kind of had a little bit of like cheat wake up early times because Ollie has woken up at like a good time. That's for great. Me to like get him back to sleep,
mm-hmm.
but I can stay awake.
Yeah.
Like it's late enough for me to stay awake, but early enough for him to go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, hey, if you want to keep on doing that and be my that alarm clock,
perfect.
Love that, because I actually have to get out of bed.
Right.
Whereas if it's just an alarm that I've set,
yeah,
I can just hit snooze.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I mean, if that's something that can propel me into doing a good job sure. of making this a routine, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. And maybe people listening will join us either mm-hmm. in that or just in something else that, you know, they've been
yeah.
wanting to become or wanting to do
mm-hmm.
a new habit to form.
Yeah.
But just haven't had the motivation to do it.
Yeah.
I'll be back in the gym next week.
Okay.
Holy cow.
It's been a while.
It has been a couple weeks. It's been probably about a month at this point.
Yeah. You've had a couple like odd days that you've been able to go in,
yeah.
but like with holidays.
I kind of shut it down with the holiday.
Yeah.
And then I would have been back this week. I was looking forward to it. And then last week, I still just don't feel.
Yeah.
It's like this morning I got up and we read for a while
mm-hmm.
and I just passed back out on the couch and had a little morning nap because I just am so tired.
Couldn't do it.
And so I want to get back in the gym, but I also don't. Want to prolong my
don't want to do it too quickly,
my healing,
yes.
because I'm trying to prove too much or try to do too much.
That's so. Always so weird too, because it's like working out sometimes helps you get better,
yeah,
and then other times it doesn't. So it's like, well, what, which one is this?
I know.
Is there some kind of cheat sheet? That would be great.
Yeah
I'll be back in the home gym.
Woo.
I don't go to the gym.
Yeah,
I would like to eventually be able to do that again, but
when our kids are a little bit older, I think that'll be more realistic for you.
Yeah, I also don't really like going to the gym by myself.
Yeah,
I think it's just different as like a woman.
It probably is. I throw my headphones in. I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, maybe I can just try that. I'm just too nice when I go to the gym. Sometimes
the closest I come to talking to people is if I'm unsure if somebody's done using a machine or not.
Yeah.
And even then I still have my headphones in and I try to like, I do like a little point, like a thumbs up.
You're like, I'm not going to say words to you. I'm just going to communicate like a monkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. The last time I went to the gym is when we.
Someone lived downtown.
Yeah. Like workout anytime.
Before Nora was born.
Yeah.
It was like 2016.
And since then, it's just been home workouts, which work out great.
That's great for you.
I love it.
I hate that.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Throw on a little YouTube video.
Yep.
They've got some good ones. Anyways, we can talk about this, but nobody wants to hear about them.
So.
Or maybe you do. Let us know.
Let us know what you like. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about.
How do people get in touch with us?
So, sometimes when I remember, I will do my best to remember this time. I'll usually put in like the episode description, like the show notes, some different ways that they can reach out or connect,
yeah.
whether it's social media or just send us an email.
Yeah. Which, I love that. I love having feedback. I love having people interact. Like,
I know.
Even like with this, like waking up early thing. Like, if you guys, if you guys want to do that and join in with us,
yeah,
just let us know, and then we can be like little pen pals.
Yeah.
How you doing? You waking up early?
Right. Just let us know.
I didn't mean to say I'm not. I am. I'm doing it.
But yeah, let us know what topics you have found the most interesting. If you have questions about anything, if there's anything you want us to talk about that we haven't yet.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Because most of what we've talked about, I feel like we're just kind of like skimming around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what we've talked about, we could go really deep. Like,
yeah.
If you're interested in like spiritual disciplines, we could go really deep there.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff that we mm-hmm. could talk about. But yeah, let us know. Yeah. Send us an email. We've been listened to in 47 countries now.
That's crazy. How many countries are there?
I don't know. I am not a geography person. Holy cow.
If you have the answer to that question, you can email us too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember how many. I knew it at one point. I'm not even going to guess.
I'm not going to guess because I'm going to embarrass myself.
Sounding really dumb.
So we should wrap this up.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go Google how many countries there are.
Okay. We'll find that out.
Yep. Tune in next episode for how many countries are there.
We'll never talk about that. We'll forget immediately. Okay. I think that is good for this episode.
Yeah.
That's all I feel like I have the energy for right now.
Yes. Happy to be back, though.
Good to be back.
Mostly good. I forgot already what you said at the beginning
of the
episode.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
Good to be back, everybody. Okay, great. Well, that's going to be it for this episode. Once again, my name is Brian.
And I'm Katie.
And we're making history. We'll see you next time.